Hey everybody, I'm Jazz.
And I'm Molly. And welcome, welcome, welcome to
Wild
Wicked
World.
All right, guys, we are back again with another Mini Wicked.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And we are both, like, totally frumpy today. We both went to the zoo yesterday, and I think it was just, like, even though we walk all day long and stuff, I think it just was kind of exhausting.
No one wanted to leave the house or get out of bed today.
Yeah. So we get every Good Friday off at our normal job. So Jazz is the one who gave me the idea. I was like, hey, what are you doing Friday? Should we record Friday? And she's like, well, we're going to the zoo. I'm like, man, my son's on spring break right now. That'd be a good idea. And then I invited Tisha, who we work with, and she's, you know, she was from here, but she grew up in Tennessee. She's never been to the zoo here. So I was like, dude, you want to come? Yeah. And then my bestie, Jamie, she came too with a feast to feed us and candy and everything. And she was, of course, giving candy to strangers.
Yeah. Also known as like the candy lady.
Yes. Yes. Just to have food in general. Like even my kids were saying on the way there, I was like, yeah, you know, Jamie's got a bunch of food for us and stuff because, you know, she's Jamie. And then Lyric's like, yeah, she'll probably have a bunch of, I don't remember what she said, snacks and this and that because, you know, it's Jamie. And then Devin's like, yeah, she'll have a lot of candy too because, you know, it's Jamie. Yeah. We all said it.
Like, you're never going to go hungry around Jamie, that's for sure.
No, see, that's her goal in life is to feed people. Hopefully my laptop stays charged. I always forget to freaking charge the shit.
I wish our laptops had the same charger.
So anyway, we're not going to have too much intro banter in this one since it's our mini wicked. But we are going to go ahead and pick our next movie.
I hope it's one of mine.
I think it might be.
Fingers crossed.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare. That's one of yours, right?
That is definitely my favorite movie.
I mean, I love that. I like that movie too. So I like any of the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
I watched that movie quite a bit.
That is really the only, when I was a kid, he is the only, Freddy Krueger is the only scary whatever back in the day that scared me.
He's scary.
Because he's in your nightmares. And my grandparents' house was on Elm Street. And I lived quite a many years on that street. So Nightmare on Elm Street was always my favorites.
Yeah, he's the best out there.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get into it. Jazz, what time is it?
Molly, it's fuck around and find out that movie time.
All right. So this mini wicked, you guys, we watched an old 80s trippy movie that I had never even heard of, but I am glad I have now. And I can't even remember exactly who suggested this. I think it was Twisted Kid Matt. I'm pretty sure. So if it is Matt, let me know because I'm pretty sure it was you. Either you or Connie. Like that's what's. But from now on, when we put any suggestions in here, we need to make sure we put the name of the person who suggested it. That way, we can give them a shout out on it.
Well, whoever gave us this movie, thank you
so much. Yes, it was a great one. Like at first I was like, what? If you get over the 80s. You know, cheesiness of it. It is a freaking awesome movie.
Yeah, it is. The plot is crazy.
I knew it could go either way with Jasmine, too. So I didn't know if she'd like it or not.
I'm not going to lie. When I started watching, I told my sister, I said, here we go. I'm about to watch this movie for my podcast. I'm a little nervous. But I actually ended up liking it. I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Davey probably thought the same thing when I started. And then he got into it. So it was definitely a thumbs up for all of us. And luckily, my kids weren't anywhere around because I was like, woo. Yeah, this is. I gotta watch it when I watch some of these movies and make sure that my kids aren't anywhere around to see anything.
Definitely not kid friendly.
Yeah. So Society is the name of the movie, and it has some other names too. Society General, also released as Society General, and The Shunting. And it's a 1989 American body horror comedy film directed by Brian Usna in his directorial debut. So it's definitely supposed to be a comedy. You know, I love my horror comedy stuff anyway. Yeah. Dark humor will always be my favorite. So Bill Whitney enters his home. He's paranoid of something. So when he enters the hallway, he is spooked by his family affair members. Asking if he's all right, he tells his psychiatrist, Dr. Cleveland, that he has been really paranoid lately. He then starts hallucinating worms in his apple. Now, throughout this whole movie, it's got trippy shit like that. And at the end, you kind of realize why it kind of shows all this stuff and whatever. But yeah, it's got definitely a lot of Easter, subtle Easter eggs. God bless you.
Thank you.
In there and stuff.
Honestly, he was handling his hallucinations really good. Because if I see a worm in my apple, like I'm throwing this apple, I'm running out of the room, I'm going crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to sneeze again?
No. Okay, I'm good.
Unless I'm on Naked and Afraid and I'm going to eat the apple and the worms.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah. I'm like totally obsessed with Naked and Afraid right now. That's all we've been watching, me and Davey. So a few days later, he plays basketball with his friend Milo. Even though Bill is great friends with Milo, the Whitneys distrust him. And the Whitneys are his family, his mom and dad and sister. A short while later, Bill's sister Jenny is suddenly attacked by someone hiding in her closet. It's actually her ex-boyfriend, David Blanchard. Bill's parents throw him out of the house while Blanchard warns Bill not to trust anyone. Jenny then asks him to zip up her dress. While he's doing so, he notices her skin bulging up, though he brushes it off as an illusion. Now, it doesn't really look like it's bulging up, in my opinion. It just looks like she's sweating.
That's why I thought she was
sweating. This goes back to the 80s. The more the thing that kind of got me was that it was like, this is supposed to be his sister, and this is like, super sexual. Like,
I thought so. I was like, it's some incest going on.
That's like, where kind of the theme of the whole movie starts with that anyway. So, I mean, there's a reason for it. So at school the next day, he is elected the class president. He also meets a classmate named Clarissa Carlin. Later, and she's like opening her legs and shit, like Fatal Attraction shit.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. Later that day, he visits Dr. Cleveland again, claiming that there is something incestual going on in his family. Later that day, Bill accidentally enters Jenny's bathroom, only to discover her distorted, though he is led to believe that it is just an illusion. So he's looking through the shower, and I mean, it looks fucking weird as shit. Then he opens the shower, she's like, what? She's all normal and shit. I'm like, what? What's going on? So a few days later, he goes to the beach with his girlfriend, Shauna. And Shauna,
she's
a jealous bitch.
She's a drama queen.
Shauna asks Bill to get an invitation to a party from their classmate, Ferguson. Bill asks Ferguson if there's anything going on this week. Ferguson says he can't think of anything, but he'll let Bill know. Bill is then approached by Blanchard, who reveals that he hid a microphone in Jenny's earring and heard her participating in an orgy along with her parents and Ferguson. Bill is disturbed by the tape and borrows it as proof that there is something strange going on. And this doesn't really talk about it, so we'll talk about it in the tape for sure. It's very disturbing. Like, it starts out kind of innocent and stuff, you know, her coming out party, and then they just go into, you know, who am I going to do it with? And I mean, I can't remember specifically, but just, and then, yeah, they're talking about sex and shit. And
you
then,
can hear them having sex.
And then, yeah, you can hear them having sex, and it's with Ferguson that she loses her whatever to, and then her parents join in, and like everybody joins in, and it's disturbing. So he brings the tape over to Dr. Cleveland, but he is busy and Bill is told to leave it with him. The next day, Cleveland tells Bill there is nothing wrong with the tape. He plays the tape only to find out that it's just a conversation between Jenny and her parents. Bill attempts to get a new copy of the tape from Blanchard, only to find him dead from a car crash. Before the car crash at Bill's house, Jenny complains to her father that there's something wrong with her earring. Father looks at it and sees that it has been wired. He immediately figures out that Blanchard did it. So that night, Bill receives an invitation to Ferguson's party. Bill's sister asks what he's going to wear. Bill says to Blanchard's funeral, Jenny says no, weirdo, to the party. His family couldn't care less about what happened to Blanchard. At the party, Bill asked Ferguson what he did with his sister. Ferguson decided to spill the beans. He says, I fucked your sister and everyone else got so turned on, they fucked her too. Then I got Blanchard to crash into a pool, pretty busy week. Bill then punches Ferguson and they start fighting. Ferguson and his friends then push Bill into the pool. He is helped by Carissa, who takes Bill to her place as they have sex. After having sex, Bill sees Clarissa's body contort, similar to Jenny. They are interrupted by Mrs. Carlin, Clarissa's mom, who likes to attack and eat other people's hair. And she is such a random character in this movie. Did you think that as well?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she actually ends up playing a pretty big part in it, but like, very weird and random character. Like, she's super creepy and she pulls the creepiness off very well.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she likes to eat people's hair. It's pretty funny.
She's just like, give off slow people vibes.
Yes. Yes. So the next day at Blanchard's funeral, Milo points out that they did a good job at repairing Blanchard's body. Bill touches his face and it cracks. It looks fake, almost rubbery. Then Petrie shows up and quietly tells Bill that he needs to talk to him about his parents, about the society. He tells him to meet him in the woods and he'll explain everything. That night, Bill finds Petrie's body in his car and with his throat slit. He calls the police, but when they arrive, Petrie's body is gone and the car that was there had been swapped out. One of the officers, Sergeant Burr, warns him that the next time he sees him, he won't be very pleasant. The next day, Petrie is seen alive again. Bill goes to confront his family again, but is drugged by Dr. Cleveland. Milo arrives at the hospital trying to find Bill, only to hear that he is legally dead. Bill walks out of the hospital and Milo sees him. Bill, high on the drugs, plans to go back to confront his parents again. Bill and Milo go to Clarissa's house, where Bill tells her his plans before leaving. Milo rushes to the Whitney's home, bringing Mrs. Carlin as protection. That's the lady that likes to eat hair. At the Whitney's home, Bill discovers a party waiting for him. It's revealed that everyone was in on it. His family, Ferguson, Petrie, Dr. Cleveland, and Sergeant Burt. Blanchard is also revealed to be alive, but he is held captive. Meanwhile, Milo and Mrs. Carlin arrive. Mrs. Carlin attacks a police officer while Milo steals his uniform. Clarissa is also seen arriving, revealing to also be part of the cult. Bill's mother says that she's not actually his mother, and his father says that he never was one of them. Dr. Cleveland explains to Bill that they are a different species from regular people. A species that are superior to humans, and that notable people throughout history, like Julius Caesar and Genghis Khan. This is where it starts to get real weird, guys. And this is when I just could not take my eyes away. And I was just like, what the fuck? Davey quit what he was doing, was watching. So, yeah.
Definitely a turn.
They start a ritual called the Shunt, where everybody strips naked and have a cannibalistic orgy. They start to contort and melt, and they start to fuse with Blanchard's body. They suck all the nutrients from Blanchard's body. One of the cult members, Judge Carter, notices his beauty mark. Carter finishes the shunt by fisting through Blanchard's entire body and mutilating his face. Even though Clarissa is part of the cult, she is reluctant to kill Bill. Bill manages to escape, only to be chased by a distorted Dr. Cleveland. He hides in his parents' bedroom, only to see that they have managed into one being. And that's the two parents and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very good. The dad's face is in the butthole, or isn't it? Or is it the mom that's the butthole?
No, I think it was
the dad. Yeah, because he kept on saying, because there's something they kept on saying, like your ass head or something like that. What is it they kept on saying to each other?
Because earlier So back in more towards like a little bit towards the beginning when Bill had walked in on his parents, like the dad was kind of like massaging the daughter. Mm. Like they got in that argument and he started cussing at him. So I think he was repeating something that he said to him.
I can't remember what it was. Yeah. It was something about you being an asshead or something like that. But Bill had had enough. He finally goes downstairs to confront the cult. He challenges Ferguson to a fist fight. If Bill wins them, him and Clarissa have to be let go. Everyone watches as Bill is beaten by Ferguson. Right before Ferguson shunts Bill, his fist is twisted back. Ferguson is then fisted through his entire body and is pulled inside out. And it's fucking creepy. Bill's father tries to stop him from leaving, but Bill punches him in the face. Then Bill, Clarissa, and Milo quickly escape, and they all drive off in Bill's Jeep.
The end.
The end. And it is a... Whew. Yes, you've got to watch it. If you like horror movies, especially cheesy horror movies, you definitely have to watch this.
What disappointed me a little bit was I thought Dr. Cleveland was really like, I didn't know, like it shook me that he was part of the cult.
I knew it from the beginning.
I realized it when he had took him the tape and then he did the playback and it was different. Yeah,
psychologists are always the bad guys.
I was really rooting for Dr. Cleveland though.
They're always the bad guys. So I knew it from the beginning. So
it was good.
But yeah, I mean, it was a good movie. So let's rate it.
I'm definitely giving it like an 8.6.
I'm going to go with an 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what this movie reminds me of a little bit? The Body Snatchers. Have you seen?
Yeah.
It gives off that vibe because it's like they're not human. They're weird.
I could see that. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting plot. I just can't believe that I've never heard of it before. Like, I know that I'm not the genius of all horror, but I do love horror and I've loved horror my whole life. So, I mean, what other gems are out there that I haven't heard, you know, I haven't seen or heard? I
feel like I'm missing out on the movie world.
Yeah, no shit.
But there's also a movie called The Society. So that's the movie I thought it was.
You have to make sure to be careful there. So I put in just Society. Actually, I think that's a TV show. The Society is a TV show.
That's what it was.
I just put in Society 1980s film, mm-hmm. and it popped up for me pretty well. So I mean, and it's 1989 is when it was made. So
I mean, if you have like Fire Stick or Roku, you could just go like type it in and it'll tell you like where you can watch it for free. Mm-hmm. That's just what I do.
I think I watched it on like Freevee or something like that.
Yes, I think that's what
something
I watched.
Obscure, one of those weird obscure apps. So that's great. And then our next mini wicked is going to be Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Woohoo!
Looking forward to that one. It's been some years since I've seen it. So
that's our second like Freddy movie, because the first one was Freddy versus Jason.
Now
we're on this one. You could tell.
I like this one better than that one.
Oh yeah, this one's good. This one's real good.
All right. Well, if you would like to contact us and maybe give us some more movie suggestions to put into the baggie to pick, you can do so at
3wpodcast2022@gmail.com.
Follow our TikTok and Instagram, both at
3wpodcast.
Like our Facebook and join discussion group, both at
Wild Wicked World.
Make sure you follow our X too, and that is at
3wpodcast2022.
All right, guys. Hope you're being decent humans. Okay, bye-bye now. All right, now a little about our first ever sponsor, helping us to get this show going. Let's Move KC. Not only is this a family-owned business by my cousin Morgan and her husband Brett, my oldest son also worked for them the summer after he graduated high school. With over 20 years of professional moving and storage experience, they are proud to be a family-owned and operated business right here in the KC metro area. Their services range anywhere from local moving to interstate moving, packing and unpacking, one item or whole household and storage is available upon request. They offer specialty moving services as well. Piano, baby grand, grand upright and spine, safes, hot tubs, or any other unique thing you may have. They are fully insured and offer additional insurance upon request. Their main goal is to make sure you feel comfortable and safe in a stressful time like moving by handling your personal stuff like it was their own. Whatever you need, whatever your need is, they can make it happen. So if you're about to move, and this goes for any of our listeners in any states, they're a moving service for any size in any state. Check them out at letsmovekcmovers.com or check them out on Facebook under the name Let's Move KC.